Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Welcome back. Our colleagues at Gothamist capture the culture and stories of New York City. And here now with a culture cast is editorial director Jen Carlson and Ben Yakis, the culture editor for the site, along with editor Christopher Robbins and writer Elizabeth Kim. Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Actually, I just mentioned four people, and I think there's only three of you.
Chris is not here.
We had a disappearing.
Whoops. Okay. Well, welcome back to all of it. Let's see. Jen, do you want to start with... there's a particular story that you like that's got a Seals and Crofts angle to it. Am I right?
Yes. So in New York, there's, you know, it's very hot here in the summer and everything gets baked in and the subway platforms are like over 100 degrees.
Ugh.
And one of our very like little reliefs from that is the subway breeze. So when the subway is coming into the station, a nice breeze comes in and it kind of gives you this relief from the heat. So I had wanted to record a version of the Seals and Crofts song, Summer Breeze,
right?
But to Subway Breeze. And legal told me we could not do that.
So I think we can maybe like hear a little bit of the karaoke version and just join in.
Yeah, maybe like Ben or anyone who wants to sing.
Okay, hit it. It's a little bit of the intro. It's coming in.
It's so smooth.
Isn't it smooth?
It's so smooth. I already feel like cooler. So much calmer.
Okay, here we go. See the people standing on the platform in the evening on a hot Friday night. Why am I the only one singing?
Because you have a great voice. I don't want to
on the platform makes me feel summer's high. Everybody.
Subway breeze makes me feel fine. Blowing through the tunnels of my life.
Again, subway breeze. They're fading us out. Okay, that was beautiful, you guys. And I felt the temperature went down a little bit.
Yeah, it was nice.
All right, who's next? Liz, I think you have a story on trees in New York City.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So recently, a real estate data and listings company named Localize City examined the neighborhoods that had the most and fewest trees per square mile.
Okay.
And that's of interest to a lot of New Yorkers because I think now more than ever, especially with climate change and also we're in the summer, we're seeking shade. That's an important amenity.
It's true.
So, you know, the results, not that surprising. Cobble Hill turned out to be the neighborhood in New York City that has the most trees per square miles. And the neighborhood with the least is Willits Point, which is in Queens. But that's not surprising. It's an industrial neighborhood. I think the interesting thing that I learned from this story is I spoke to Adrian Benepi. He's the former city parks commissioner under Michael Bloomberg. And he said there's a reason that industrial neighborhoods, not just Willits Point, but also places like Soho, NoHo, Tribeca, don't have many trees.
Why?
He said the reason is because when they were built, the sidewalks underneath are hollow. There's no soil in there.
Oh.
So, you
know. There's nothing for a tree to grow on.
No. So if a developer or the city wanted to plant a tree, they would have to plant soil, actually,
in
there.
Can that be done? Is that possible?
It can be done. It's obviously going to be expensive, so maybe that's a reason why the city hasn't pursued that in a large-scale effort. But yeah, it can be done.
You know, it's amazing how trees really do make a neighborhood. You know, they bring the air and the greenery and the shade, and it just changes everything.
Right, absolutely.
I think that's kind of all the time we have today with you guys. This was kind of a quick, you know, bash through, but we'll talk more to Team Gothamist at another time. Next week, I'm being told. Thank you all for joining us, and thank you all for singing.
Thank you for singing.
I really appreciated
that. Check out our SoundCloud.
I was a little scared there. After the break, actor Lolo Spencer is going to join us to discuss starring in the new film, Give Me Liberty. Stay with us. More after the break.